In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Knowledge and faith and life immortal, as God the Father has planted his presence deep within the heart of his church. Bread eternal in Jesus Christ, dealing with us and our sins himself. Just as valid and certain in heaven itself, he saves us from evil, guards us still with the flesh of man at his control. Lips open, even the lips of the sinner, poor, miserable, and decrepit. And so, as examples as God would have you, Christ deals with sins, death, and unrepentance when he calls men clay pots, sinners and beggars all, to open their mouths, to stretch forth their hands. A strange thing happens. He opens their mouths, and the praise and glory of God works faith, cleansing and conforming the church to his holy word and will. Open their own mouths, and the pride of the human heart scatters and destroys. It starts familiar, and then the itching ears of unrepentant hearts gather near. But God opposes the proud, and nothing but death is sown on that hill. We thank the Father in heaven, who has sent his Spirit, breathed into his servants, clothing them in righteousness and with the word of God upon their lips, like blood dripping into the hearts of every member of his church. Even so, the chief shepherd is dealing with you today. Yes, you need dealt with, a special authority breathed into the church. Forgive the sins. Forgive the sins of repentant sinners. Withhold forgiveness from those who refuse to repent. Handpicked, he sends men to stand in his stead, men just as sinful and afflicted by sin as you, to you. Jesus picks them to do the work of watching and keeping, of washing and of feeding. Shepherds of this flock or of that, watch over the church, shepherd the flock. Shepherd that flock that God has given you, that is among you. Yeah, to deal with sin and death, and even with Satan. Scrub up, clothe yourself in humility, and then bring Jesus to the dead. Carry the cross into their midst. Breathe the blood of God into their ears. That is shepherding. Keep the flock in the shadow of Jesus' body lifted high. For in mercy the Father sends his servants to you, servants who interrupt the rhythm of your life with the perfect sound of love, God dying on a tree. That blood, that man gathers you to himself. In mercy he has planted his holy name deep within your heart, baptized and made his own. Oh, the chief shepherd knows what he's doing with wicked and stubborn and even proud men and women. With those same sinful men, he will deal with your sin and breathe his Holy Spirit into your ears, just as he has done today. Receive the Holy Spirit. Christ, our dear Lord, has freed you and made you whole again. In mercy, you are saved from evil. Receive the Holy Spirit. The God of heaven and earth opens the mouths of his servants. It is not us. He has made all things well, clothing us and sending servants to his church, to you. Christ for you. First to wash you, and then to clothe you, and even to feed you with bread from heaven and drink from God, men to shepherd you, called ministers of Christ, dealing with you by God's command. In mercy, Jesus has cleansed and conformed his church to his holy will. By the blood of God, you have been gathered into the kingdom, a holy name marked upon your heart, clothed and kept in the love of God. Knowledge and faith and life immortal left to you. O Father in heaven, we thank thee, you who hast planted Jesus and his forgiving blood within us today, giving in Christ under shepherds to feed us and to wash us in Calvary's blood, sending and breathing life into our hearts. In Jesus' name.